All I have to say is thank you, Lord. What can I give? What can I give unto the Lord? All I have to say is thank you. I'm glad to see your face. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All I have to say is thank you, Lord. Thank you. Shout out, come by the shed area, come by her, the shed, come by the heart, come by the shed area. Shout out, come by the shed, come by the heart, come by the shed, come by the shed. Oh, yes, what can I give unto the Lord? All I have to say is thank you, Lord. What can I give unto the Lord? All I have to say is thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All I have to say is thank you. One more time. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All I have to say is thank you, Lord. Amen. In everything, give thanks. Sit down. For this is the will of the Lord for concerning you. We are going to, today is going to be a songs of, I'm going to just give a thanksgiving exhortation that the Lord laid upon my heart. But I want to first, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of the Lord in Christ Jesus concerning you. I want to first give what you call a disclaimer. A disclaimer. Father, thank you, Lord, for helping us to learn something from this exhortation. My disclaimer is this. When people say, oh, Brother Julius, this is what you family have done. People are saying, you family have done this for your children or for this young man and so on and so forth. My disclaimer is this. We didn't do anything that any of have not done. Apostle Paul said, he planted Apollo waters. He said, but he that planted is nothing. He that watered is nothing. But the Lord God that gave it the increase. Amen? You can plant as much as you want to. You can water as much as you want to. But it is the Lord God that gave the increase, that make it to germinate in the first place. You that know about planting and farming. So we didn't do anything spectacular that any of you have not done or cannot do. It is the Lord that gave the increase. So we want to give the credit to whom credit is due. Amen. So no matter what the children have accomplished, the Lord has blessed them, have blessed us, it is still the Lord that is doing these things. So we have to give thanks to the Lord. And he told me to do exhortation of thanksgiving today. And that is why I'm going to speak briefly on thanksgiving. And I want you to also search your heart. You see that there are blessings in your life that you can say thank him for. So count your blessings. Let's sing that song before you go into exhortation. Because it says, when upon life billows you are tempestuous, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Amen. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Whatever you are going through, count your blessings, see what God has done. Hallelujah. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Don't forget the small ones. And it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Amen. Praise the Lord. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Put that on the screen for me. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this exhortation. It's going to be thanksgiving, and then we're going to just worship the Lord in the last few minutes to give thanks to the Lord. And whatever the Lord lays upon my heart, I will add it to it so that we may learn. And iron sharpens iron. Praise the Lord. Say, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, don't forget that last, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And then the next verse says, the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall guard your heart and mind. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20. Just giving us some few Bible verses to lay the foundation of what we need, why we have to thank God. He said, giving thanks always. He said, always. That means during the good times, during the hard times, giving thanks always. For all things, he will say, for all things unto God and the Father. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we must live a life of appreciating the Lord. Acknowledge him in all your ways. So I'm acknowledging the Lord for what he has done for us this weekend. But it's just a matter of exhausting one another. Acknowledge him in all your ways. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 8. Verse 18. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. Very, very common. Verse 18. In everything, give thanks. Apostle Paul keeps saying in everything. And even though he knows that there will be some hard things, if you look at the life of Apostle Paul, he said, pressed, but not destroyed. See, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you, as concerning you and me, in everything. Because as we give thanks, then he's going to look at our situation and he's going to have to give us that and push back the enemy. Because most of the things that we don't like that is happening, they are not directly from the Lord. He allows them, but they are not really from him. Because the Bible says all good gifts comes from the Father of light. So we know all things, all good gifts come from him. But we say, but all things, which means but good and not that good, they are to build us up, like some of the people have said in the review. But those that are not that good, that we don't like, that we call trials of life, God simply allows them. Because they are serving a purpose in our life. That's why he said all things are working together for good. But he never really sent those purposes. Well, but yeah, with Abraham, Apostle, Mr. Preacher, God sent it to Job. Remember Job? God allowed, see, God was boasting of Job. And the enemy, who is the enemy, and God will allow the enemy to try, but God will be behind the background to strengthen his children. Because at the end of it all, he's going to get glory. And it's going to improve you. And we are going to get better and better. So that is why we have to remember it is still the enemy that is doing those bad things against mankind. But God is going to make all those things work together for good for you and for me. Praise the Lord. Psalm 92, verse 1. Psalm 92, verse 1. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. That's what the Bible was saying. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. So we know it is something that the Bible commands that we should give thanks. And there is a power in giving thanks to the Lord. There is a power. You know, you say, well, gee, I wanted to, but see, I'm so pressed down, you know. Yeah, but even during that time, it's when it takes faith to just lift up and begin to sing praises. When you are down, you begin to sing praises to the Lord, it lifts you up because there's power in praising the Lord that we overcome the enemy. Like somebody said, the enemy, the devil, was not expecting that kind of response. When you respond in opposition to what he was expecting, then he's surprised and he moved back. I mean, not surprised, he's beating back, is the word. So when you are down, I normally will try it when I was being attacked with sickness. Some people like when they are sick, they go and sleep and cover themselves. No, that's not the approach that I will use. After I prayed, I want to do opposite of what the enemy expected. He wanted me to go and sleep and cover myself. No, I said, I'm going to go and exercise and jog around. I said, well, you are hot in here. I said, no, I'm going to walk it out. Walk it out, walk it out, walk it out in the gym. Then the pain goes. What about when you are feeling cold? No, I'm going to exercise and get heated from inside. And the pain goes away. And the cold, what you call cold, goes away. So you are doing opposite of what the enemy expects. That is what thanksgiving does also. When you are thanking God during the time, you are really, you should be crying. No, you thank God. You say, in everything, give thanks, for the Lord is washing and it's going to lift you up. Praise the Lord. So that is some of my take on some of those, how I encourage myself in the Lord. Psalm 136, verse 1. When you look at this Psalm 136, you will see a whole slew of things that King David listed while they were thanking God. He said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And you say, well, what are all the... Let's read on that little bit of verses. Go to the next verse. To him who alone doeth great wonders, he said, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. And he went on and on and on. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endure forever. You say, why do I have to talk about things he did 2,000 years ago? Those are testimonies of the Lord. You see, David was writing all those things. He divided the Red Sea for the Israelites, for his mercy endure forever. Why are you talking about that? You did it 2,000 years ago. But the testimonies of the Lord, they are what? They are. Look at Psalm 1, Psalm 19 said, the testimonies of the Lord are sure. They make wise the simple. So somebody told me one time ago, he said, well, you are telling me something that happened, that you are saying the Lord did 30 years ago. What has the Lord done now? I mean, 30 years ago look like it's too much history. Well, what about this one that was done 2,000 years before King David? Give the praise to the Lord of what he has done in the past, because it's a testimony to know that he is still alive. He never dies. He never dies. So what he did 2,000 years ago is just as fresh in his mind as now. So he can still do it now. You say, well, God divided the rest in those days. Well, that was for them. What has he done for me now? Oh, some people say, well, God died for us 2,000 years ago. What has he done for me today? I know. That he did 2,000 years ago is just as effective now. You give that testimony that he did it then, he can do greater things for you now. So that is testimony of the Lord that make us wise. So that's why David listed all those things. He said he divided the Red Sea, for his mercy enduring forever. His mercy is still enduring forever. Because he is alive forever, he didn't die. And he's still going to do greater things for us in this our generation. Praise the Lord. Let me give some more Bible verses, and then I'll be just going to praise him. Why do we need to praise God? What are the things we can praise God for? I have said whatever good things he's doing for you, everybody can praise him when things are going good. But when things are going tough, remember his goodness in the past. Just remember what he has done in the past and use that to praise him. Some people say, well, I will say, Lord, you did that for me then. You did that. You will do this one again. I'm going to praise you. And the Lord will come true for you. He never fears. Praise the Lord. John chapter 6, verse 44, talks about the spiritual blessings of God, which we sometimes we take some of those small things lightly. Don't take them lightly. The little things he did for you that look so little that where you think I did it. No, you didn't do it. Sometimes he did it in behind the scene. You know what I mean by behind the scene? He did it behind the scene. You didn't know he was going walking, but it's the Lord doing this thing for you. So sometimes we do not want to forget any of those benefits. Forget not all his benefits. And that is why we have to remember. If I say, let's give testimony of what the Lord has done for you, you will have a lot to tell, but you have to think of the small things. Don't think, well, you're looking for what big thing he did. But the small things, don't forget them. Don't forget those small things. He told me to give a testimony. It's flashed out of my mind, and I'm going to give that testimony when he bring it back to me. But let's get some Bible verses in again. I see John chapter 6, verse 44. Christ said, no man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. So what does that tell you? You are not following Jesus by your own choice. You are not following Jesus by your own choice. Well, I'm the most smartest in my family's line, so I'm the one who saved first. No. It shows you. Jesus Christ said that you have not called me. I have called you. So is this the Lord? He said, you have not chosen me. I have chosen you. So is this the Lord that has called us, that you make us to say, Lord, I thank you for even calling me. Each time I look back at the life of this world, where we are all going, heaven that we are talking about, and I see some professors in colleges, some so educated, and they don't believe these things. They don't even believe there is a God. And this thing is real. Somebody asked me the question, I said, where, how do you come up about these things? When I started telling him about Christ in Nigeria a long time ago, he thought maybe I went to Bible school. I'm an engineer. I said, how do you come along this knowledge? It is God has called you. You didn't call him. That's why he said, no man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him. So the Father draws you. So be grateful to him that he even called you, that you are one of the ones chosen for this kingdom that is to come. There's a kingdom coming, the new heaven that we are saying, the new earth, the glorious thing that has prepared for man. Say, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard. Neither has he come to the heart of man. What he has prepared for them that love him. But now he's showing this to us up, his disciples, his believers, through the apostles. But he is one that is calling you to even believe it. You say, oh no, I just have smartness to believe. No, you know, it's smartness. There are some more smart people in the colleges that are preaching against it. So if you are believing it, that there is a heaven, which you have not seen, and you are believing that there is a hell, which you don't want to go, and these things are really true, and you see some so-called educated, and they are not believing, they are preaching against it, you should be thanking God that you are not going to that hell because you believe. Thanking God that he has called you to be one of his because you believe. It is a grace, the grace of God, the apostle called. He said it's a grace of God that he even called us to be saved. Praise the Lord. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. By grace are ye saved through faith. So that's why I said those are spiritual blessings. We don't take it lightly. We should be thanking him for that. So, and then whatever comes out, you see our apostles, when these things happen to them, after they understood. You say, Apostle Peter, he was a fisherman. Fisherman. Jesus Christ called fisherman. Who wants to be a fisherman? Make your livelihood on the lake, trying to make a living. But those are the people he called, and he opened their eyes to believe it. When the others said, this man must be crazy, and they get away from him, they went away from Jesus. He turned to the 12, will you also go away? Apostle Peter said, where else can we go? You have the word of life. We believe and know that you are the Messiah. That's what they are saying. But how do they know? No man can come to me except the Father draws them. So that's why we have to be grateful. And they so believe it that they laid their life for it. They gave their life for this thing. I'm grateful that he called me to be a believer. So let's always remember that it is a grace of God and we have to be thankful. I'm saying, what do we need to thank God for? This little thing we are taking for granted. I don't take it for granted. For many are going to find themselves in hell and they realize that all the knowledge they have been thinking, there is no God, there is evolution, there is this and big bang in the sky, they are all going to be disappointed when they get there and they see that the big bang didn't create them. So, for by grace are we saved through faith, and that not of ourselves, this is the gift of God. So we are giving thanks to the Lord today for everything. Praise the Lord. And now not to talk of material blessings, he's blessing us with, or the other physical blessing of our health that is delivering us. And even when it looks like we prayed and something does not seem to happen, leave it in his hand. Let me wrap up with that. Because I'm going to talk about the blessing of the physical healing that he has given to mankind in Mark chapter 16. We know the Lord Jesus Christ came and brought a new kingdom that is starting. The kingdom of God is started when he came. That is the beginning of that kingdom. He said, the kingdom of God is within you. It's right within us, and it's not that they're going to be looking for a country coming over. He said, the kingdom of God is within us. But now in this kingdom, there is power. We are foretasting of this kingdom that is to come, the kingdom of heaven that is still yet to come. We are beginning to taste the power of the world to come. Part of the power of the world to come is the healing of our body, that he said, they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. But suppose we pray and pray and pray, something did not happen. Suppose we lay our hand upon the sick and it doesn't look like it's happening. You will now be able to be regretting that maybe this belief that this thing that God said is physical blessing. Even if it does not happen, let's see the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They confess that our God is able to deliver us. There's no controversy about that. He told Nebuchadnezzar in the days of Babylon, if you throw us in this fire, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us. But in case he didn't, he chose not to deliver. That's the part I'm trying to talk about here. In case we prayed and look as nothing does not happen, we have scripture that says, look, even if the person died that we are praying for, remember this person, if he's a believer, that's the first thing. If he's a believer, he's going to a better place. He is going to a better place. We have to always remember that. And yet, even though the Lord is not allowed, he permitted these things because of the situation on earth. The situation has caused the whole situation to be the world going through the grave and so on and so forth. But that was just because of the current circumstances. When the prayer of the saints couldn't reverse the situation, we leave it in his hand and say, Lord, it is in your hand. So which means whatever we are going through, financial situations and things like we have prayed and prayed, it's not reversed, we leave it in his hand and say, Lord, you have a better plan. You have a better plan. Look at the apostles when they were believing that God of Abraham, God of Daniel, the God that locked the mouth of the lions when Daniel was thrown to the lion's den. So some people, they follow the Christ because they have heard that there's power in that. And then Emperor Caesar started arresting Christians in their generation. And they were being thrown into the lion's arena to be eaten by lions. Some people think, well, our God, we can block the mouth of lions, no problem. But when they started seeing the lions attacking believers, they may shake in their faith. But if you know what the Bible is saying, those that knew their God, they know, even like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego say, even if we choose not to deliver, we are still not going to bow. And that is the faith we are talking about, that God has already made it that way because they are going to a better place. Christ said, I will raise them up at the last day. He's going to bring them up again. This planet Earth will be given to the saints of the Most High. That is his promise. He said, but gee, when we are going through the testimony, the work we are talking about when we are doing the review, why do we panic when something, situations are occurring? Because of our human nature, we panic. If somebody is arrested right now and they're going to kill him, they're going to behead him by the jihadists like we were seeing in our generation, we all fear and tremble for them, not so. And we prayed and prayed and we may pray and pray for them. But when we remember that even if they die, they are going to a better place. They are going to that new Jerusalem. They are going to a better place. We should always remember that it is something we should be giving thanks to God for that. God promised that this planet will be given back to the saints after he's going to raise everybody up. And the saints of the Most High God, the righteous, shall inherit this planet. So what am I saying? I'm saying in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Praise the Lord. Psalm 103. Verse 1 and 5. Psalm 103, verse 1 and 5. Start from verse 1. Say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Verse 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities? Who healeth all thy diseases? That is the perfect will of God. He planned to do all of those things for us. And we have to give thanks to him when he does it. And when it looks like it's not happening yet, we still have to give thanks to him. Praise the Lord. Who redeemed our life from destruction? Who crowned thee with loving kindness and tender mercies? Praise the Lord. give thanks in everything, for the Lord delights in thanksgiving. I'm going to wrap it up with Psalm 136, and we're going to shout it out to the Lord. Everybody, Psalm 136, from verse 1 to about verse 5. Oh, give, everybody shout it out to the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. For he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Verse 2. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. Verse 8. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. Verse 10. To him that smote Egypt in their firstborn, for his mercy endureth forever. And brought out Israel from among them, for his mercy endureth forever. But overthrew Pharaoh, it is with a strong hand and with stretched out arm, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which divided the Red Sea into parts, for his mercy endureth forever. And made Israel to pass through the midst of it, for his mercy endureth forever. But overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which led his people through the wilderness, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which smote great kings, for his mercy endureth forever. And slew famous kings, for his mercy endureth forever. Sahakim Ramorais, for his mercy endureth forever. And all king of Bashan, for his mercy endureth forever. And gave their land for an heritage, for his mercy endureth forever. Even an heritage unto Israel, his servant, for his mercy endureth forever. Who remembered us in our low estate, for his mercy endureth forever. And has redeemed us from our enemies, for his mercy endureth forever. Who giveth food to all flesh, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercy endureth forever. Praise the Lord. Just lift up your hands and praise him. Lift up your hands and bless the Lord. Lift up your hands and bless the Lord. Lift up your hands and bless the Lord. What can I give unto the Lord? All I have to say is thank you, Lord. What can I give? The praise team can come forward now. Unto the Lord. All I have to say is thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All I have to say is thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All I have to say is thank you, Lord. What can I give? What can I give unto the Lord? All I have to say is thank you, Lord. More time. What shall I give unto the Lord? All I have to say is thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All I have to say is thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All I have to say is thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. You can come along and bring your offering as the praise team give us the songs of praise. I believe, as the pastor said, they have some extra food and so on that is placed in the banquet hall for the everybody in the church. After the service, people can enjoy themselves, and those that were not able to make the wedding, you at least see some of the food. Praise the Lord. We thank you all for all your presence, for your gifts, and for your prayers. The whole family of Adeomi, we are grateful. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Can you take a seat real quick? There is one thing the Lord just reminded me that I'm going to share with you before I wrap up. There is another prayer request for our brother that is traveling, maybe on his way right now to the airport. And you know, he's the brother that always carry the camera and trying to record the brother Kakolakbo. We're going to pray for him. He's traveling, I think, to Australia, from there to Africa. We thank God for him. But the Lord wanted to say, we said, it is the Lord that what? That give the increase. Praise the Lord. So all the credit belongs to the Lord Jesus. So always give him thanks. But you still have to do what? You still have to plant. That's our own part. You still have to water. That's our own part. So the Lord bring this to my memory because I've forgotten about it. He just reminded me as I went back. Because there has been a controversy in the body of Christ. Slow it down, bro. Just read it. A controversy about tithing. And the Lord was talking to me about that this morning. I said, okay. An exhortation on why, what we do. Because we say you have to plant and the Lord will water. You have to plant and you water and the Lord will give the increase. One of the problems is many people are debating the word of God or they are doing this. Tithing is one thing the Lord has put in the scripture and people thought that must be the Old Testament. And I just wanted to point out some two Bible verses because the Lord blesses you. Why? You may be doing something good too. That's why the Lord is blessing you. So this is one of the things that he has commanded in his Bible. As we line ourselves up with some of those things, of course, there will be a blessing. And that is one of the things I want to point out. In Genesis chapter 18, because the word tithing that we know in the scriptures, actually is not part of the, it's not the law of Moses that introduced it. It was not the law of Moses. And that is what I want to first point out. It was recorded first by Abraham, long before Moses. Abraham, when he went and conquered the kings, the Bible said, Melchizedek, the priest, the high priest, the priest of God, met him and blessed him, and Abraham gave him a tenth of all the spoil. That was the first mention of tithing in the Bible. Of course, that was not in the not thousands of years before Moses came. Now, God simply just instituted that same thing for Moses to use that way of collecting offering from the people to run his work, which he gave them to them. They have to be doing all this. The priests have to do that. But it was Abraham that first introduced it, which means Abraham knew something about things that we don't know. Now, Jacob also confirmed it in Genesis chapter 28. Verse 22, when God visited Jacob, and there was a wrestling between, you know, after he said he slept and had a dream, and he saw a ladder, and he said, well, this must be the house of God. And Jacob in those days was not even worshiping God, but he knew what his father Isaac must have been doing. Maybe he didn't believe in him, or not, like all of us are debating it. But now he made his own promise to God in that verse 22 of Genesis chapter 28 and said, If you will help me, and I will go and come back in peace. Verse 22 says, this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be the God's house. And of all that thou gave me, I will surely give thee tenth. So it was Jacob that make it tenth. In the story of Abraham, he just said, he gave him tithe of all to Melchizedek in Genesis chapter 14. Okay, but those are just things that you can, you know, you say, why are you bringing it tithe as? Because you say, If God is blessing you, you must be doing something too. And the Lord is saying, if you do my work first, I will also do yours. But if you don't do my own, if you don't support my work, he said, then you're also going to be doing some things that perhaps you may not like. So that is what he said, I should bring the point of tithing to you. And I shared this with my children some time ago. And one of my daughters testify what she did when she was looking for a scholarship. That we didn't tell her to do that. She just wrote it to all her sisters and all her brethren and said, when she was looking for a scholarship and looked like the road was being blocked, and she went for interview twice, three times, and they said, no, you didn't pass. She said, the Lord put upon her heart. And she had some job she was doing, maybe some summer job. She decided that she was going to put so much money in the church that we were going then. By her own, that's an oath, really, not just tithe, that's an oath. And when she did that, bang, the door was open. She gave that testimony. I didn't even know about that. So, well, you see, God was training us. Even this tithe that we are talking about, it was just for training. Think of it like God already said it to the Hebrew. He said, the old earth is mine. I gave you this portion, but bring some tenth of it. If you give your child a little, some money, and say, this is for you. And he said, okay, now share with daddy. What are you trying to do? You're trying to teach the child how to share. Share with daddy. It's my money. Yeah, it's your money. But you say, share with daddy. But you are the one that gave this money, this gift, this toy to this child. That's what God is trying to do for us. Just learn to share with daddy. So when he said give tithe, he's simply teaching you how to share with that. When you do that, God is pleased. And God knows that you are learning. That these things belong to him. And he's just saying share with daddy. And that has been what I have done in my life that helps. And without me giving testimony, you will know that it works because the Lord says this is his word. Praise the Lord.